Today morning we are reading from Canto 3, Chapter 13, entitled The Appearance of Lord Varaha, Text 31. Translation and purport is Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. Lord Bor very easily took the earth on his tusk and got it out of the water. Thus he appeared very splendid. Then, his anger glowing like the Sudarshana wheel, he immediately killed the demon Hiranyaksha, although he tried to fight with the Lord. Purport. According to Srila Jiva Goswami, the Vedic literatures describe the incarnation of Lord Varaha Bor in two different devastations, namely the Sakshusha devastation and the Swayambhuva devastation. This particular appearance of the Bor incarnation actually took place in the Swayambhuva devastation. When all planets other than the higher ones, Jana, Mahar and Satya, merged in the water of devastation, this particular incarnation of the Bor was seen by the inhabitants of the planet mentioned above. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti suggests that the sage Maitreya amalgamated both the Bor incarnations in different devastations and summarized them in his description to Vidura. Om Ajnana Timurandasya Gyananjana Salakya Shakshurun Militamena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapadantakam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamsa Sri Rupam Sagarjatam Sagaranatam Tamsajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Lalita Sri Vishakan Vitamsa E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostude Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sudha Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpa Tarubhyasya Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasari Gaura Bhakta Vinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna. So, in this section of Bhagavatam, we are seeing an interesting pastime appearance of Lord Varaha. So, we'll recap some incident where, why we are here. So, in previous chapters, we know Brahma is creating secondary creation and he created two personalities, his son, Swayambhuva Manu and Satrapa. So, they are having a conversation between Swayambhuva Manu and Satrupa. Now, the conversation is between Manu and Brahma. So, Manu was very obediently following the instruction of Brahma. Brahma requested him to increase the progeny, give protection to the citizens and do sacrifice for the pleasure of the Lord. So Manu was want to follow the order. Then he is asking to Brahma, okay, now I need a place where I can do my service. Can you please give me the Kshetra? The earth is down in the devastation, in the water of Garbhodaksha ocean. So can you please lift me? So here we can see how Manu wanted a place. Like we in Krishna consciousness, we are all serving Krishna. We need a place where we can perform our service. So if you, there is three things involved in this, that is a servant and devotional service and the person who is receiving the service, for in this case the Supreme Personality of Godhead or devotees. So these three things is very important, and one has to be thankful and gratitude to do the service, because there are places where you know this thing may not be available. We have here, we have all the three. We have a lot of service. We have a place, it's a Tirtha, where Prabhupada personally installed the deities and personally came here. And also we have a lot of devotees and beautiful deities where we can offer our service. So this is a kind love we are showing to Krishna. But for Krishna, he is Atmaram. For him, there is thousands of Lakshmis waiting to service, like sitting in the bench. In IT technology, they say, you know, I'm right now in the bench. That means I don't have any work. I just waiting in the bench, so any work come, I just fill it up. But I go to my office. So like that, there are thousands of Lakshmis waiting to serve Krishna. And interestingly, the service of Lakshmi, one of the service is this, she has two service. One is massaging the lotus feet of Vishnu. Another service is she carries a broom to clean the spiritual world. But the spiritual world is not dirty, it's so pure. But no one is there to do that service because the spiritual world is pure. It's clean all the time. But she carry, you know, broom. So this is the mood of Lakshmi Devi. She want to do some service. So what we giving is just our love to Krishna, because Krishna, there are plenty of people to do service for Krishna. But if we get the opportunity, that's like something which is very rare. Doing service to Krishna and to devotees is like very rare thing in this world, because not many people get this opportunity to do the service. So here Manu is asking, please show me, you know, give me the place where I can do my service, and whatever you said, I will do it. And he's asking Brahma, can you lift this earth from down up? So here another lesson, when Brahma was requested to lift the earth, he didn't get say, oh, okay, I'll do it. It's a very simple thing, it's nothing. But he said, you know, I'm so sorry. What you're asking is, I'm not possible to do it. Time and again we see this in Bhagavatam, that Brahma's inability, he admit to the point, which is like going against the material conception. In material world, if you admit that you cannot do, then you are a loser. If you're admitting that I'm not, so like in job interview you go, like a lot of job interview, we see that a lot of description is there. You have to do this, do this, you know, from A to B, all. Like you think as if I'm the only person going to be in the office, because they list all the jobs. But definitely they're not going to ask you to do anything. But they'll ask you to, you know this, that. If you go in the interview and if you say, you know, if somebody is asking, can you know this, if you say, sorry sir, I don't know anything, I can learn, they'll say, go out. Unfit. So if you admit that your inability in the material world, you are looked down. Even when I was newly coming into Krishna consciousness, of course I'm still new, but then when I went to India, one of my relatives said, you know, you don't have any willpower. You're as if like, you know, you are just a young boy, you're speaking as if, you know, like old, you like don't have any inability in you. Why you are talking like, you have to achieve like, you know, big thing. You have to, you know, get a lot of job, a lot of money, like that they are talking. Because if you admit to them that, you know, because the taste of bhakti as you progress, then you lose interest in lower things. But that cannot, they cannot understand. If you tell to a materialistic person, you know, you know, I'm not interested in this kind of thing, they'll think you are like loser. So, but here see the great example, our Brahma, who is our Adi Guru, is setting an example. He is turning towards Krishna, because he is inability to, you know, lift the earth. At the same time, he is looking upon the Lord. See, the whole Bhavatam is like that. You see again and again, All the devotees, pure devotees, when any problem, any misery, any inability they come, they look towards Krishna. They're turning towards Krishna. Of course, we cannot imitate the level of Brahma or great devotees, but we can try to follow in the footstep of Brahma. At least we try to make an attempt to, turn towards Krishna. And then Brahma is, thinking, okay, I don't know, we have to, look upon the Lord, the Almighty. Then he was meditating. Then while he was meditating, something comes out of his nose. Which is, if you say this whole pastime, if you tell to someone, this is God. God is coming out of the nose, and he looks like boat. It's really bewildering. It's really bewildering to a new person. We'll come to that point. So Brahma is saying, the size was upper portion of the thumb. It's coming out of the nose, and it's slowly growing to stone to a big elephant. It was growing like a, in size. And everyone is thinking, all the sons of Brahma was there, sages were there, and the Brahmanas and sages from all the upper three planets were there, and Brahma was there, they were confusing. And Brahma is thinking, is this the Supreme Personality of Godhead who is appearing in the form of boar? Then the Lord acknowledges by roaring. The roaring of the Lord is actually, acknowledgement. At the same time, a certain activity of the Lord, it is like one activity, two people are benefited like that. So for example, in this case, the roaring gives pleasure to the heart of devotees, but at the same time it creates fear in the demon. The same activity of the Lord, it is having two results. So the same, like this pastime or any pastime, for a demon it is like bewildering. For the devotees, it's like a transcendental experience. Because the devotees and demons, the devotees think, the Lord has done so much for me, but I'm not able to do anything for the Lord. Let me do something. This is the consciousness of devotee. But at the same time, the demons think, I have done so much thing to the Lord, but he has not done anything to me. I have done this puja, that puja, I have given so much of donation, so much of money. They do business with the Lord. So there is a different worship category. The people worship the Lord out of fear, out of asha, desire, then out of duty and out of love. So there are different categories of people. And they want to do business. And recently we have Devamrit Swami Maharaj was here. He said a point that life of bhakti means overwhelmed with gratitude. If you are showing some gratitude, then we have some, thankful to God. So the other side of the coin is, if someone is not gratitude, then the demonic mentality is expectation. So gratitude opposite is expectation. Expect more from the Lord. I have given so much and I want more. So one time, one person, went to buy a lottery ticket. So he said, he came and prayed, Lord, if I win, I will give 50% of my, whatever money I win. Then he went back and he checked and he actually won. But that was 1 crore lottery. So he got only 50 lakhs because he won the second prize. So he came to the Lord and said, oh Lord, you are so merciful. You already taken your share. You are given only half to me. You are so merciful. So this is a gratitude. And there were three people. There were three people who went to the temple to give donation. So first person, he put some money in the undi. And then he said, you know, thank you, Lord, for making profit in my business. And, you know, I put money. And the second person was there. Second person said, I will make a ring, a round ring, and I will throw the money. Whatever falls in that ring, it belongs to you, Lord. He said, okay. So he made a ring, and then he threw it, whatever was there, he collected and put it in the money. The third person saw, he said, you know, why are you doing like this? You know, restricting God and all in the ring, and you know, it's not good. So he said, oh Lord, I don't want to do like this and all. I just throw money. Whatever you want, you pick from there only. And whatever you leave, that is for me. So he just throw the money. So this is what, you know, people showing their gratitude towards Lord. Because money is Shakti. They don't want to give. Giving money is actually a purification, because we see how Brahma turning towards Krishna, taking shelter of Krishna. Similarly, in material world, we hard earn money, we take shelter of money, and if we give that to Krishna, imagine like you working so hard, and at the end of the month or result, you get the result as money. And you giving to Krishna. That means you are really detached. That makes purification. Otherwise it will create attachment. So that's actually a purification, giving to Krishna. Because you, otherwise we think, you know, I earned so much. I worked I worked so hard. And this is my remuneration. So we see how we are... By showing this gratitude, we having festival, we have Julanatya, Janmashtami. We can only show our love and gratitude towards the Lord and assist the Lord in His pastime. Because earlier we discussed that there are thousands of Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune is there to serve the Lord. And if we have given an opportunity, that means like we are really a blessed one. To do some service, some little service to the Lord. And I was hearing some pastimes, like earlier days of ISKCON, they were in one temple, the leader of the community, he drew a line and he said to a devotee, you should not come after the line, your whole life is taking care of the deities. You live, you die here. This is your service. Only one service. So that person thinking, okay. So he was living in the temple, and that time they had two temples in that community. They were like a farm community. So they had two temples, and all the celebration was going in another temple, and this person was stayed here. Whole Janmashtami is happening, and that person is, you know, you have to take care of the deities up in the mountain. So this is the service. So is that okay? Fine. There's a, you know, the pujari who was there. He was telling, oh yeah, fine. What to do? This is what Krishna wants me to do. I will do it. And this is what Prabhupada wants me to do. I'll do it. And here I'm going to live and die. So this is quite amazing actually. And the appearance of the Lord is quite bewildering. We see, you know, it is very difficult to accept. So there was a story in which one time Narada Muni was going and he met a Brahmana. So the Brahmana asked Narada Muni, he welcomed him. And he said, what are you doing? You know, he's saying, I'm going to see the Lord. Do you have anything? So then the Brahmana asked, can you ask the Lord when I will come to Him? He said, okay. Then he was going on the way, then he met a cobbler. Then he asked, the cobbler also asked the same question to Narada Muni, that you're going to meet the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Can you ask him when I will be going back to him? So Narada Muni said, okay. Then Narada Muni went to Vaikuntha, he met the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He asked this question, so that I met this Brahmana, I met this cobbler. So they are asking when they will return. So the Supreme Personality of Godhead said, you tell the Brahmana that he has many, many lives to come. Many, many life is there in order to return back to Godhead. And you tell the cobbler that this is the last life, you will come back to me. Then Narada Muni was like a little bewildered. How come the Brahmana is doing so much of rituals, purity and, you know, but this cobbler is just a cobbler in the street. Then the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you tell this to them. They will ask you, what did the Lord did when you were meeting? They will ask this question. So that time you tell that I am putting an elephant into the eye of a needle. You tell this to the both the person. So then Narada Muni went back. And the Brahmana, he met the Brahmana. He said, you know, I met the Lord. And the Lord said, you have many life. You will be here and then you will come back to me. And the Brahmana said, oh, no, no, no. You didn't meet the Lord only. You are telling lie. Don't tell me like this and that. If you have met the Lord, can you tell me what the Lord was doing? Like that he was asking. So Narada Muni thought, the Lord knows everything. Then he said, the Lord was putting an elephant into the eye of a needle. This is what the Lord was doing. Oh, now you can see. You are telling lie. How is it possible? Is it not possible? Now I know you are telling lie. You didn't meet the Lord. Go. Go away. Like that he said. Then the Narada Muni understood. And then he went to the cobbler and he said that the Supreme Personality of God had said that you will come back to him in this life only. So he was very jubilant. He was very ecstatic actually. Then you know Narada Muni couldn't understand. So he asked the cobbler, "No, how do you really believe that the Lord is putting an elephant into the eye of a needle?" Then he said, "Oh, what is difficulty in this? You see this banyan tree which I am sitting. This whole banyan tree." Is the size, if you see the seed of a banyan tree, is just a small, not even, bigger. A small seed. The Lord can put the whole banyan tree into the small seed. What is not possible for the Lord? He can insert an elephant into the eye of a needle. This is very possible to the Lord. So then the Narada Muni was actually amazed by the amount of faith that the cobbler have in the activities of the Lord. So here we see this bewildering of the appearance of the Lord. It is a point where we have to start believing the Bhagavatam rather than our material impression and concoction what we have thought. Because this is paving way all the way. Yesterday also Gangeshwar Prabhu was saying, and even Gurujan Prabhu was giving a talk on this. I was listening. He was saying, this is paving a way to the 10th canto. Because this certain activity is the faith, gradually it builds up to the 10th canto. Because we have this conception, like for example, when you came new, at least certain aspects of Lord, it can match with Vara. He is so big, he is so huge, he is a tremendous power. He is showing tremendous qualities. And usually when generally, in the neophyte stage, Lord means like a big universal form. He is so big, mighty, massive. And one time also one person, guest, approached Srila Prabhupada and asked, "Oh Swamiji, this Radha Krishna worship is so normal. Why don't we worship the universal form?" And the Prabhupada said, "Where will you find clothes for universal form?" you can't find, you know, if you want to buy get a dress for a universal form, where will you find that much cloth? And offering boga to universal form means, imagine, the whole thing is universal form. Where, what you will offer to universal form? So this is what, and India is a land of, you know, people used to ask, who is the God for this week? Every week one God is manifesting. In India also, one time what happened, one person, he said, he claimed to be God. And he said, I'm going to show universal form, this and this day, please come. And it was a big news. Oh, this person is going to show universal form, big, you know, like reporter, this, that. It was like agitation. And then everyone came, and you know, like on that day it came, New Year came. Then that person gave a press meet. He said, oh, I'm actually cancelling this universal form because lot of traffic in the city. This is, you know, this is, and you see, I was seeing one so-called, you know, acclaimed God. I was seeing the video. This personality is God. He claimed to be Kalki Bhagavan. And then his wife is claimed to be, you know, the consort of Vishnu. And, you know, they're interviewing her and she is blushing. The interviewer is asking, you know, so much of poverty, people are suffering, people are asking blessing. And they put the camera in her and she is carrying full of gold. Full gold, full makeup, and, you know, it's like she is like, you know, I was thinking, you know, God, this is, and she's saying, I know everything. I know everything, what they're doing. I give blessing also. I know, yeah. This is this kind of answer only. There is no proper understanding, and imagine like that. We think only in India, but in US also, so far 300 people claim that they are Jesus Christ. Not only India, everywhere is happening. Still now also, you know, if you see so much of people claiming that they are resurrected as Jesus Christ, and they are Jesus Christ. And so one time what happened, one person came to India, and a reporter, you know, Western person came to India, and then he was going, and the reporter asked, so do you believe God exists? He said, yes, of course God is existing in India. He said, how? I went to Indian offices and government offices. No one is working, but this government is still running. No one is working here, but the still government is running, country is running. This shows that God exists in India. So, we see, these bogus people, they claim that they are God. And these superhuman activities, these are paving way to the 10th canto. In this 10th canto, we see recently we had this seminar by His Holiness Burjan Prabhu. In that Brahma, the same Brahma, this is amazing actually. From Brahma nostril Varaha came, and the same Brahma is seeing Lord Krishna running here and there with food on left hand, with minerals and beautiful wild flowers, and playing with cowherd boys and girls. And you know, he's thinking, from him I came? This is who I shook hands in when I was creating? From his navel I came? He was completely bewildered. And on top of that, this same person is, you know, performing dance in the middle of the night with the other person. How come? God. You know, it's like quiet, completely bewildering. And he is bewildered. What more bewildering is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, he is just like among us. Imagine someone is coming in just before entering the temple and they're collapsing. We think some, you know, person is wrong with him. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when entering the Jagannath Mandir, he just collapsed by seeing the Lord. His activities are very transcendental. It's more bewildering. It's like someone who is among us performing bhakti and who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is a Channa avatar. That is more bewildering because he is a devotee. So we see how the activities of the Lord bewildering, but it takes one faith and understanding. Not exactly understanding. Same Murchan Prabhu was saying that understanding of God is not goal of life. Love of God is goal of life. Understanding Krishna is difficult. More difficult is understanding of devotees who are serving Krishna. Like understanding devotees of in Braj, Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda Mai. Understanding them is more difficult. Murchan Prabhu was saying it's an amazing point actually. Understanding, trying to understand Krishna and understand the God is bewildering, but that is not the goal of life. The goal is we develop love for Krishna. And after his appearance, it described the beauty of the Lord. So the Lord, when he came in the sky, he entered into the water and he is playing like an elephant, enjoying. So this is the Leela. Leela means the Lord appear on his own will to enjoy. He is not suffering like us or any other conditioned living being. So we see, you know, we have little or some experience of hog or, you know, boar in our life, especially in India. You see where they lie. The, you know, animal life is low. The lowest of animal is the hog. And he likes to play in the place where, you know, dirt and, you know, enjoying. And it, when it comes out, everyone runs. Everyone runs in all directions. Because why? Because, yeah, it's a squeeze and it's... Here you see the Lord from the water is flying in the air with his beautiful body and he's scattering the clouds with his hooves and his white tusk is, you know, bright like a star whitening and his tail is slashing and from the bristle, like, you know, the hard bristle, the water is coming out and all the sages are receiving. That's the mercy of the Lord. It is not different from what we, you know, usually get water. When you do offering, you do the water and the same like Charanamrit, because that water touched the body of the Lord. It is same as the Charanamrit, same as the water offering we receive in our head. Same. This is how the Lord is, you know, it's so beautiful scene. He's explained in the Bhagavatam how the Lord is jumping and then he is entering deep into the ocean. For to enter the deep, he is going up and shattering the sky and then entering. By entering, he's dividing the ocean into two and the ocean is praying, "Oh Lord, don't kill me." Because he, you know, he has to go deep. And it is quite amazing that he's acting like, you know, the how the boar, you know, he smells, the power of smell, he is using that to find the earth and the bottom of the ocean. This is the beauty of the Lord. It is, we okay, fine, this is very difficult, but if the same thing, if a new person coming in, it's very difficult, but the same person, if he's going and they're showing, you know, the superhumans, so-called material superhumans, we have difficulty in half lion, half man, but very acceptable half man and half spider. Huh? We pay and, you know, oh, good, you know, we watch. Already we are in illusion that this material world, we think we are this body. The more illusion is, we think that person is really exist. The so-called characters. In India, there was one serial like this. It was a Shaktiman. It was a serial when I was young watching. You know, it's like one of the craziest things. Like, for example, in Western, you can call Spider-Man. So many men are there. He-Man, Spider-Man, what men are. And recently one came, Ant-Man. You can't, you know, because you go to city, you see this banner. It's like really, and there was a caption also. What is that? I forgot. you can't get better hero than this or something like that. Some, you know. So this is like delusion. We really accept, oh yeah, you know, this personality and all exist, you know, oh yeah, good. And so much of merchandise, so much of consumerism on around this more economic. So they support this. And this serial, when you are watching, we hear quite time and often, this child died, that kid died, this child, because the child get, you know, they're watching, they think it is real, and they go up on the terrace. In India, you can get access to terrace. Doesn't matter how many floors. So this kid went into the terrace and jumping, Shaktiman, like that, and jumping, thinking that Shaktiman will save. So this become a serious issue. And they stopped actually. For some time they stopped, you know, putting this episode. But you see, these all coming, these perverted. What is, in the 15th chapter Bhagavad Gita, the description of the banyan tree, what is lowest in this material world is the highest in spiritual world. And this perverted nature we can see. These pastimes are given, these actions of how the Lord is, you know, going and scattering the sky with the hooves is like superhero human. It's a superhuman activity. And then we relishing, because the sages, all these great personalities, Brahma, everyone relishing this, seeing the Lord is a perverted nature which is within us, and we want to imagine here, but we cannot get satisfaction with one person. We go on creating these characters. This is the actual beauty of the Lord. And here that this description of killing of Hiranyaksha, and further down we will see the, we feel like a full description of the fight action between Lord Varaha and Hiranyaksha. It is it's a wonderful, like how, you know, they fight. And Hiranyaksha is a person. He had two Manu, like time it happened, especially here with seeing the Swayambhuva Manu. And there is a description of Shateshwar. What is it? The two. Chakshusha devastation and Swayambhuva devastation. So each Manu is an eternal form, eternal Lord. This pastime is taking place. Here we see Hiranyaksha, he is a person who is after gold. So he is in search of gold and he pushes the earth. So we see in this world, we also sometimes misuse the resource of the earth. I was working in one of the mining industry, and they literally plunder Mother Earth. their data is like, you know, like tons only they deal, and they, you know, there was one incident, like quite a few incidents, and every week they send them, and you know, this person died because of this machine crushing, this person died. Like dying is like, you know, is a normal thing, because they have huge machines and they can, you know, plunder a place. What they do is they come, they'll assess, they have a lab, 100 people working, they'll find out each and every mineral, this, that, everything, they'll have a list and report, and they will dig everything and they'll dump and they'll go to the next site. So that place is gone. That's it. You can't do anything because they have taken everything. So the same like Hiranyaksha mentality. They plunder the Mother Earth. And they are fine about it because, you know, it's all economic development, sense gratification. So this is the current situation. And we how Lord Varaha saved the earth from the ocean with his tusk lifting up. Similarly, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in the world, who is saving us, saving the whole earth from the ocean of nascence, from the ocean of ignorance by the chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So this is current how we can relate. So by chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, we are actually saving ourselves and Mother Earth from this great danger. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is none other than Lord Varaha. And His Holiness Devamrita Swami also said the pastime of, you know, is performing Varaha with Murari Gupta. He is enacting the same pastime. He is the same Lord. He has come to give us this Harinam Sankirtan. So we can go deep into our heart as well to remove all this dirt and also save this earth. And how the fight, actually, as I said, the fight will be described earlier, later part. And by killing, then the sages start, you know, after we'll see, now we'll see the sages offering their prayers and glorification to Lord Varaha. And further also we'll see Lord Varaha is worshipped in one part of the Jambadeep in the fifth canto, where they are offering their prayers. All the residents of a part of Jambadeep, they are offering Lord Varaha their prayers. So I'll like to stop here, and if I check if any questions, comments, correction. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you very much for a very interesting question.
Thank you.
As you said, Jan Karam Jami Jujam, you have a Neti Chakra, Chakra Jam, and then Neti Mami Chakra. We are exemplifying how the activities of Lord. And as you said, the golden Tema Kumar Kumaha. Or Vijan Kumasa.
Yeah.
Level.
Because he's a person, Bhagavat. And we are fortunate enough to hear from the person Bhagavat, who is following this Bhagavatam. And with his help, I was listening to his lectures yesterday. Without his help, then it's not possible, because they are deep, actually. They are deep in the ocean of bhakti, and they can sprinkle some to all of us, especially me in the case. And understanding of pastimes of the Lord and activities of the Lord, it is very difficult to conceive. And these great personalities, they can reveal.
Like Varanasi is sprinkling the water.
Correct.
Correct. The body.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
What is the significance that Lord Varaha used the same disc which was used during the time when the Shishupal insulted Krishna?
That is the primary weapon of the Lord. In this pastime, Hiranyaksha was fighting with the Lord. His description is given. He was having a maze, and the Lord was also having a maze. And then there was a blood, because the Hiranyaksha was hitting the Lord, and the Lord was accepting, you know, hit, and he was, you know, unmoved. And then the Lord was hitting back. And then one time what happened, Hiranyaksha was hitting, and then the Lord, you know, put the mace down. Well, the mace was dropped. But then he didn't fight. As an etiquette, he said, you pick up the mace. Then the Lord hit him. You know, Lord, you know, hit him, and he dropped the mace. Then the Lord said, now you pick up the mace. Like it was like, you know, transcendental. A fight was going on. And then one point what happened. Hiranyaksha was a great mystic. He has a great mystic potency. And with his mystic potency, he was dropping all the abominable substances from the clouds like a torrent of rain, like a monsoon rain it was coming. Pus, urine and bones and things like that. Everything coming upon the Lord. And you know, all the you know, ghost-like creatures are coming, and they're blaspheming the Lord. This is all coming, you know, like a thing. And that time the Sudarshan Chakra came. And it removed everything. Because Sudarshan Chakra is a powerful weapon.
Most
powerful weapon. And that, you know, Sudarshan, with the help of Sudarshan Chakra, everything gone. And then the Lord gently touched behind the ear, Hiranyaksha, and took Hiranyaksha gone. Only gentle touch, you know, like how you tap, like that heat at the back, and then he vomited blood and he was dropped dead, like, you know, dead. And the sages are all coming and seeing, okay, is he dead or not? And there was a rasa going on. Brahma saying, Lord, please kill him first because the twilight is coming. When it became dark, the demons will get power. Can you kill him first, please, please, like that. And the Lord is saying, okay, yeah, like that. You know, he was just like, you know, tapping the head like that. He was hitting, and then by just a gentle touch of the Lord with the hoof, Hiranyaksha was flat dead. This is the potency of the Lord. You see, time and again, the Lord put the devotees in a particular situation where the rasa is increased. We see in movies and all, right? Hero villain fight means not straight away villain died. Hero like chained up by the villain, and then there is a rasa, and then there is a flashback going on. Whatever the villain did to the hero, all the flashback, and then suddenly some theme song will come, and then he will come out of the chain, and then he will kill the villain, right? Correct. Even I was thinking that Kaliya, you know, Krishna was getting into the coils of Kaliya. Everyone was fainting. We're seeing that. So this is a amazing fight. So that description will come. Same, the Lord used Shishupal to kill Shishupal, Sudarshan, because that's the primary weapon. Because it will do it very fast. Done. He was blaspheming. So, Tantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.